I'm Ari, and this is Gemba Talks. At Fortiv, we go to Gemba. We search for facts and solutions in the only place that they naturally reveal themselves, the place where the work is done. Today, I'm talking with Sierra Andrews, Inside Account Manager and Concierge Team Lead for Tektronix. Sierra's in the FBS Ignite program. She's in Cohort 3 and is finishing up soon. So by the time you listen to this podcast, she'll be on to her next adventure. Sierra, thank you so much for sitting and talking with me today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Sierra, and my home opco is Tektronix, and my host opco has been Fluke for the last 3 months.
So when you say home and host, people listening have no idea what that means or why you're saying it. So you're in the FBS Ignite program, right? And I just spoke with Jamie a couple weeks ago about what that program is. But from your perspective and a couple sentences, what does that mean?
So you are taken out of your home company. And you are put into another company that's under Fortiv. And you are helping them with a real life problem that they're having. And then you're also learning yourself. So you both is growing at the same time. And then also when you're done with the program, you can take the information that you've learned to your home opco to help them grow as well. So it's like a circle of growth.
So your home opco is Tech. Mm-hmm. And your host is where, you said?
Fluke.
Fluke. So what's going on there?
Yeah. So my program was to do VOC for a new to world technology. It is the industrial sonic imager, and it sees sound.
So it sees sound.
It sees sound. Yeah.
So what does seeing sound look like?
They have a tool that you can take out to even the noisiest of facilities, and you change a frequency and you can see a tiny little leak. It could be up to a ceiling. It could be across the room. And that's really big for our customers.
And VOC means voice of customer.
Yes.
So basically you're just going out to either current customers or prospective customers, understanding like what is your leak issue and how can we solve this?
Yeah.
So you helped collect all of that data.
Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. I had experience with VOC before, but it was always post-launch. This was the first time that I've got to see what it was like pre-launch. So it was taking a prototype and going to their facility to meet them. So it was, and there wasn't any focus of sale or anything like that. It was to the customer. What pain are they experiencing? What they would like to see, you know, make their lives easier. So it was really understanding what we could do to help them.
Okay, that's the now. Let's go back a couple weeks. So take me all the way back to the beginning of FBS Ignite. Mm-hmm. Prior to even the application process, what were you thinking? Why did you decide to apply? Like, what was going on in your life at the time?
I had just finished doing a growth accelerator, and it was amazing. I learned so much that I didn't even know I was capable of doing, and had an amazing time with that. So when I saw Ignite come up, I'm like, well, if that was amazing and I learned that, you know, I want the next challenge. I want to see what it's like, what I can learn.
Walk me through that application process for Ignite.
So I had just seen it was in a newsletter, and I read a little bit. I applied, and then I also interviewed several times to get in.
Cool. And once you were accepted and you knew that you were going into FBS Ignite, what were you feeling? What were you thinking?
I was absolutely excited. It was, I mean, you could put it up there with like winning a lottery. It was like, I'm in. This is going to be amazing. I don't know what is going to happen. I'm not too sure what to expect, but it was amazing.
The world is your oyster.
Yep. Yeah. I definitely did a happy dance.
That's great. Yeah. What was day one like? Like, okay, you've been accepted. You're pumped. You've told everybody. You've blasted all over social media. You called every single person in your phone book.
Wrote mom home.
Yeah. Wrote mom. Yeah. Day one, what happened?
It was me and the other Ignite participants. We're all in a room, and we got to meet leadership, and they explained, you know, what it was about, what to expect. They were asking for our feedback too, what we could do to help, or what they could do to help us. So we're all looking around at each other. We don't know exactly what to expect, but it's been great.
So how far into the program are you now?
Next week is graduation. This is my last week wrapping up in the program.
So what has been your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is what I had never really been exposed to what went into a launch before. It was, you know, pulling back a curtain and seeing all the amazing people that are doing a ton of hard work to get a product introduced to the world. So I didn't have experience in that. It was new to the company. It was a new new equipment. It was all new. And so it was definitely, okay, I don't know, but I need to find out. What am I going to do? What do I need to do to learn and become versed in it?
And as you were kind of like deployed into the middle of something that's going so well in a product mm-hmm. launch with a lot of, I'm sure, like developers and engineers and marketers, et cetera.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel at any point like, wow, I really don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing here? Like, what's
only,
going
only
on?
One point? No, multiple points. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. I don't, you know, because you, if you haven't done something before and, you know, you're seeking to get results, you can have those moments where you're like, I feel so overwhelmed. But there is an amazing amount of support. I've found it from my coach, from the people at Fluke that I was teamed with, and even my the other Ignite participants. So each one of them had their own skill that they're really good at. So I even learned just from, I learned from everyone.
That's great. And so speaking of learning, what was your biggest learning throughout the program?
I learned a lot personally and professionally. Professionally, I can't even imagine where I was before and where I am now. Like, I don't even think I know how much I've learned and absorbed. And professionally or personally, that I can really do way more than I think that I can do. It's just getting in there, getting it done, and being brave.
It's a little bit of like jumping into the deep end.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, into an ocean. Yeah. You're like, here we go. It's game time.
Off of the boat, just yeah. Straight in.
Yeah.
So I guess I know the answer to this question, as do our listeners by now, but how was your overall experience?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Was there at any point during the program, were you kind of doubting yourself? I mean, mm-hmm. with so many challenges along the way, and not knowing this and not knowing who to contact for that, et cetera, yep. Yep. Like walk me through one of those times when you were just like, oh man, I don't know if I can do this. And then you rallied and pulled through yep. to the other end.
There's a few. One of them was I'd never been outside with customers. I'm inside sales, so I knew them by phone, email, those types of things, but I never really saw what the outside looked like. So when I was supposed to go out with a brand new prototype and I'm not technical and go meet the customers, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But I met up with like the developers and I met up with the salespeople, and so now I feel comfortable in front of customers showing a new product that I've never done before.
And prior to pressing record, you told me that you've had some crazy customer interactions in all different sorts of places. So yep. Expand on that a little bit.
Yeah. So I had 26 customer visits throughout the U.S. So I've been to New York, Texas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Oregon, Washington. And each customer was unique in their own way. So I've been like to the underbellies of hospitals, and I've seen how the air pockets and shoes are made, and cans of soup that are like, they're just in a grocery store. You don't realize how much there are so many people and how much goes into end products and services and people taking care of even a hospital.
That's really exciting. So you graduate next week. Congratulations, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Prior to starting FBS Ignite, and for anybody listening that's kind of learning, what do you wish you had known before going in?
Maybe a little bit about what my my charter, my focus would be, just because I might have been able to, I don't know if I could, but maybe prep a little bit more or learn. I can't say that might have helped, you know, but it would have been, I think, a little bit helpful if I knew this is the area or the realm.
Yeah. And to that end, are there any qualities that you think Ignite participants have or should have, or does everyone kind of excel at different things?
Each person has their own strength as far as applying it to a specific problem or goal. But I think just being, having drive and the grit, the, you know, I don't know how this is going to work out. I can't see it right now, But, you know, finding the, seeking that information in those people and just keep on trucking, even when you're like, you know, you have just enormous self-doubt, because when you get to the end, it's like, okay, yeah, that was worth it. That was cool.
That's awesome. So do you have your sights set on anything now that the program is coming to an end?
I definitely would like to be, to continue part of the new product introduction role. I have the experience, like I mentioned, the post, but now seeing it pre, it's like I have this full circle of I can definitely learn more, but an understanding, and then working with all the cross-functional team. That's been amazing to me, is bringing all those pieces and all those people together.
So it sounds like there was really a ton of networking that was going on. Yeah. Have you met anybody that's really stood out, or did you build any relationships or friendships?
Yeah. The Ignite participant side, we all have come together like a little group of, you know, we've all kind of experienced the same ups and downs. So we're definitely like a little, you know, kind of friend network family in that sense. And then each person that I met, whether it was a customer or someone with Fluke or Fortive, each person had something that I could learn from. And that's been one of my key takeaways, is just absorbing all that knowledge and the amazing mentors that are out there.
If there's one thing you could bring back home, one learning, one key takeaway, what would it be?
The strong go get 'em. The I'm gonna figure it out. You know, maybe you don't have permission yet, or maybe you don't know what it looks like yet, but just that we're gonna get it. We're gonna figure it out. Come on, team. That's it.
Sierra, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it, and good luck on your next adventures.
Thank you so much.